direct your attention once again to the ninth chapter, Epistle to Hebrews, and the 27th and the 28th verses. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so was Christ once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We did try in a very poor way this morning to set forth the beginning of this text of God's divine purposes in his appointment that he has a set time for every soul to die, that he has a set time also when he will come and judge this world again. And as these things are of a certainty, so it is of the same certainty, to the same degree, that Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. If so, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Of the same certainty that we know that we must die, that we must stand before the judgment seat, there is a certainty that he will work the work of grace in the heart of all his elect. Because Christ, we must remember, we know, would never have done anything that was of no purpose. For he came down and shed his own heart blood that the elect might live. For as we did try and set forth a little, that we cannot fulfill the Lord's demand. The only way that can be satisfied by the human soul is for that soul to be banished forever and ever. But he has then made a new covenant with his people, this new testament. He made a sacrifice once and for all. Not as those priests who went in year by year into the holiest within the veil. It was typical of Christ, but it was only by faith was that ordinance set forth, that they might look forward as we by faith look backward and see Christ has died for you and for me. Oh, but the soul, naturally, who is exercised upon these things, who has felt and known this death that is appointed unto them, and can fall before God and say, this is just, this is right, who does not fall out of God, Oh, he does look naturally for a way of escape. And there is then only one way, and that is to be given that I have faith to look unto Christ. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Oh, what a sacrifice then that must have been. We cannot fully understand, we can't really comprehend that the just God himself in the person come in a man, as a man, to have the same feeling as you and I, made like unto us, yet never to sin, to leave his bright throne of glory, to have such love to bring him down, to ever think of condescending to come down to earth, this polluted spot, that he might offer himself a living sacrifice. It was no compulsion. No. He offered himself. Oh, what love. Can you ever, or can or shall we ever, while here below, get very deep into this mystery? But this we do know, we do believe, that with those who are called, we'll get those glimpses from time to time, because there is that looking for him, and he does not withhold himself. He, from time to time, gives them some ray of hope. Oh, we would not talk of these things lightly. We would not, as it were, offer them that every soul might partake of them. No, it is not that. These things can only be dispensed by the Lord himself. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many unto them that look for him. Can you then say, have you got that desire within your heart that you are looking for him? Looking. What does that mean? Are you looking or still looking at your own heart? Are you still pondering and looking for some relief within yourself? Oh, it is vain. But have you, by faith, been able to see? Has the Holy Spirit shown you that in yourself there's no hope? You feel yourself ruined in the fall, you've sinned and come short in his sight. Have you then been brought to despair of yourself? And yet, is there not a glimmer of hope within you that you might look to him? Does the devil tell you that there is no hope? Does he say that this is awful? Think again then, sinner. Think again. Because if you have been given to see that you're a sinner, if he has shown you so, who showed you that? was a thorough, carnal, fallen reason? Was it the devil himself? No, definitely not. He does not convince of sin. He does not bring a sinner to repentance. And definitely our poor carnal minds do not. They say most emphatically, I will not have this man to reign over me. I'm not willing to fall down and be submissive to his will, to be stripped of everything. I'm not prepared to give up this whole world and the goods of it, that I might win Christ. Why? Just a dry root. To them, they see no form or beauty in it. But have you been taught thus far by the Holy Spirit? Has he convicted you of your sin? Then he will. He will never fail. Those who are of a broken and of a contrite heart. For once he loved, those whom he once he loved, he'll never leave. He'll love them to the end. It was love that first taught you then that you're a sinner. This must be. He is not a taskmaster. He does not come and say, I'll save you in such a formal way. No. His honor and glory is at stake. He will draw you by that irresistible love. He'll make you feel your necessity to be saved by him. Your need of him. He'll make you cry, woe is me, for I am undone. He'll make you cry, even as he did poor Peter. Depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Yes, but in all that, there is that precious faith which he has implanted in you. That precious faith. That little gem, something which you never planted yourself, will give you that spark of hope. It still looks upward, as faint and as feeble as it is, that can never be put out. No, things may distort, may overcloud, but it is of the Lord he has implanted it in you, and you, by faith, as small as it might be, are looking then for him. You say, yes, that is so at times, but not very often. I cannot always feel it. In fact, it was years ago since I felt that within. We must remember that faith is what he has implanted. It is not of your own producing. And therefore, you cannot produce faith in and of yourself. You have no stockpile. You have no way to generate it. No. And yet, although it seems so distant that you ever knew that looking to him in only perhaps a small measure, it was his work. And he will finish it. He will make that to grow. It has life, it has energy. Then, by faith, you are looking unto him. Though Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear. Yes, he will appear. If Christ has never appeared unto you, some look forward to some clear deliverance, some blessed, some wonderful sight, but not all, I believe, are saved to the same degree. But nevertheless, has Christ ever appealed unto you? Have you had that going out? Oh, if only I could touch him. If only I could see him. Well, you did not produce this of yourself. And I feel sure, I can say out of certainty, there is great hope for you. And the time will come when he will finish this work, because he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In every circumstance, in every work, nothing happens by chance. That spark that is within you, that faith you may say that you only know of that was years ago, it seems so distant. If that was the Alpha, he was there, and he will finish it. He is Alpha and Omega. And why then, if that faith was so distant, why are you still looking? Who has maintained that looking? Was that faith, that spark of hope you had so long ago, just a mere looking? No. There's something, I believe, counts deeper than that, in it. Was it not a ray of love divine? You felt that sweet approbation of the Lord upon you. Although vile as you are, and felt yourself to be, you felt that love from God. Not he cannot look upon sin, but he looks upon you through his dear Son, who once offered to bear the sins of many. He laid himself down to be a living sacrifice, to bleed and die. Yes, to bleed and die. To bear the wrath of God upon him. That worthless, or say worthless, that's a wrong word to use, that wretched mortals might live, that he might have them to call his own, to look upon you as one of his jewels, that he might give you a place in that heavenly mansion above. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin, unto salvation. Then these glimpses, these spots here on earth, as faint as they may seem, the degree we cannot measure or ever compare one with another, but there is then in all those whom he has quickened and taught to be that they are sinners, there is then that looking to him And there is that pouring in of that precious faith from time to time. And if that is so, he will come the second time. Yes, he will appear then the second time without sin. Yes, he has won. He laid down his life. He's now seated at the right hand of God. He fulfilled that mission to the uttermost, there to plead our cause above. And he will come the second time without sin unto salvation. Oh, what a mercy then if when he comes the second time that we will be found ready for him. Why, if this is so, that if he has told you that your need of him, if he has given you that precious faith, he has given you that oil in your lamp, as that wise, as wise virgin, and you will be ready for his coming. Are you then on your watchtowers? Are you looking unto him? Are you daily concerned? Yes, daily concerned that you have that oil in your vessel, that you are ready to stand before your God through the dear Saviour, Jesus Christ? Or is your religion just a Sunday one? How far does your religion go? Oh, this is a solemn point. No, it's slightly retracing the steps, but it come to mind in speaking here. Is yours a Sunday religion? Is it a religion that you inherited from your parents? A parent's religion will never stand in eternity. Is it a religion that you have so become gospel hardened? These things don't avail anything to you, yet you feel that, well, I ought to attend there. It looks good. Or is it out of necessity that you've come? Have you then that oil in your lamp? Oh, we might be a so-called minister of the gospel, might be a deacon, church member, or any such thing, have your names on the church books. It won't avail much if your names aren't written in that Lamb's Book of Life. If you haven't that spark, if you haven't that faith within, if you have that desire, that looking, why, this looking is nothing but an appetite. You have then a foretaste of his love. There has been someone in you that gave you that appetite, that thirst for him. There must have been a tasting, for you want it replenished. Don't you not, that you might be found ever ready when he shall appear the second time without sin, not coming as a dying, bleeding Saviour, but coming as a glorious captain, as your King, as your Lord, your mediator. Oh, what a blessed prospect that he might take each one home to himself, where you might know sin no more, where this time appointed unto death will mean no more to you. It will never it will lose its sting then when he comes for you. For you will feel that you will know when they're born across that Jordan, that this time appointed for death is only a transformation from this sin polluted spot to dwell with him which is far better. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
if anything, should have been to thine honor and glory. Do grant unto us each traveling, mercy, watch over us and protect us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the sweet communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each, now and forevermore. Amen.